Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Show your green hands by purchasing a CTF license plate for your car, truck, or motorcycle. Learn more at ctf4kids.org.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. A candlelight vigil is tonight in Columbia as a show of solidarity with those affected by the shooting that killed 49 victims at an LGBT nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Mid-Missouri Pride Fest President Dustin Hampton says even though it happened more than 1,100 miles away, the shooting touched lives everywhere.
It's a reminder that hate still exists and that people are targeted just because of who they are innately and that there's a lot of work still to be done. You know, we have marriage equality, but there's a lot of work still to be done in education when it comes to acceptance and tolerance.
Hampton hasn't sought increased security for the vigil. The vigil is at 8 in the Boone County Courthouse Amphitheater. Vigils took place yesterday in St. Louis and Kansas City, and one is planned for Friday in Springfield. Interstate 270 in Creve Coeur was closed today for a couple of hours after an emergency room worker at Mercy Hospital saw a suspicious object inside a mental patient's bags. A bomb squad was called in. Authorities say there was no evidence of an explosive in the bags. East Central Missouri Congressman Blaine Luchtemeyer wants to prohibit pay bonuses for senior VA officials if director positions at VA facilities go unfilled for more than 18 months. VA Secretary Robert McDonald has said competing with the private sector makes it difficult to fill those top spots. Luchtemeyer says VA leaders can find ways.
The VA continues to get the budgets that they request, basically. I understand that there are some problems with the salary schedules, but that goes back to Mr. McDonald. If he can't find somebody for $50,000 a year, hire him for $70,000.
The St. Louis VA hospital has been without a permanent director for 3 years. Governor Nixon has signed a bill that exempts yoga teacher training programs for state sales tax. The bill exempts such programs from state regulations that supporters say were intended for occupational or vocational schools, and that yoga teacher training is not the same as courses that teach employable, marketable knowledge or skills. Brown Mackey College is closing enrollment to students at several campuses, including in St. Louis. A statement said the college will stop taking new students at 22 locations. The college offers associate and bachelor's degrees, as well as academic certificates. A Kansas City man has been charged with impersonation after going to Staley High School, claiming to be a private investigator and saying he needed to repossess two cars in two separate incidents. 59-year-old John Picone in April told a 16-year-old he thought the teen's car was stolen. This is Missouri Net News.